జయ రాధా మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరివరదారీ యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన జమున తీరావనచారి జమున తీరావనచారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరివరదారీ జయ గోపీ జనవల్లభ గిరివరదారీ యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన యశోదనందన బ్రజ జనరంజన జమున తీరావనచారి జమున తీరావనచారి జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ జయ రాధ మాధవ కుంజ బిహారీ
జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివిదికాచార్య స్తోత్ర స్తోత్ర సతశ్రీ ఏసీ భక్తి వేదాంత స్వామి శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి ఇస్కాన్ ఫౌండర్ ఆచార్య శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి జయ ఓం విష్ణుపాద పరమహంస పరివిదికాచార్య స్తోత్ర స్తోత్ర సతశ్రీ భక్తి సిద్ధాంత సరస్వతి గోస్వామి మహారాజ్ శ్రీల ప్రభుపాద్ కి అనంత కోటి వైష్ణవ బృందకి నామాచార్య శ్రీల హరిదాస్ ఠాకూర్ కి ప్రేమ్ చెక్కవజయ శ్రీకృష్ణ చైతన్య ప్రభు నిత్యానంద శ్రీ అద్వైత గదాదార్ శివాసది గౌరవక్తవృందకి ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు అసెంబ్లీ డివోటీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ ఆల్ గ్లోరీస్ టు శ్రీ గురు అండ్ గౌరంగ ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। ओम नमो भगवते वासुदेवाय। नारायणं नमस्कृत्यं नरं चैव नरोत्तमं देवीं सरस्वतीं व्यासं ततो जायमुदीरहे। नष्ट प्रायेषु अभद्रेषु नित्यं भागवत सेवया भगवते उत्तम श्लोके भक्तिर्भवति नैस्तिकी। कृष्णाय वासुदेवाय देवकी नंदनाय च नंदगोपकुमाराय गोविंदाय नमो नमः। हरे कृष्णा। Today we are taking Srimad Bhagavatam Shloka, Canto 1, Chapter 11, Shloka number 9. Yarham Bhujaksha Pasasarabho Bhavan Kurun Madun Vata Suraddi Dakshaya तत्राब्दि कोटि प्रतिमा क्षणो भव रविं विनाक्षोरिवानस्तवाच्युता यर्हुं भुजाक्षा पससारभो भवान् कुरोन्मदून् वात सुहृदि दक्षया। तत्राब्दि कोटि प्रतिमा क्षणो भवे रविं विनाक्षोरिवानस्तवाच्युता यर्हं भुजाक्षा पससारभो भवान् कुरोन्मदोन्वात सुहृदि दक्षया। तत्राब्दि कोटि प्रतिमा क्षणो भवे रविं विनाक्षोरिवानस्तवाच्युता विन्ध्यभूक्षः। प्रतिमा क्षणो भवे कवि विनाक्षोरिनस्तवच्युत। दर्शन भजाक्ष पससारभो भवा कुरुन्वदोन्वास्वरति दक्षया। सत्राधिकोटि प्रतिमा क्षणो भवेत् रवि विनोक्षोरिनस्त भवेत् माताजी कुम्भजाक्षा पसकार भो भवान् तुन्वात सुरद्धि द्रक्षया कत्रापि कोटि प्रतिक्षणो भवे रवि विनाक्षोरिनस्तावच्युत यरिहि वेनेवर अम्बुजा Ambuja Aksha, O lotus-eyed one, Apsasara, you go away. Boho, Bhavan, yourself. Kurun, the descendants of King Kuru. Madan, the inhabitants of Mathura. Vajabhumi, Va, either, Atha, therefore, Surat Didraksha, for meeting them, Tatra, at that time, Abda Koti, millions of years, Pratimaha, like, Kshanaha, moments, Bhavet, becomes, Ravim, the sun, Vina, without, Akshnaha, of the eyes, Eva, like that, Naha, ours, Tava, your, Achyuta, O infallible one. Translation and purport by His Divine Grace, A.C. Bhaktivedanta Swami Srila Prabhupada. Translation, O lotus-eyed Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems to like millions of years. O infallible one, at that time our eyes become useless as if bereft of sun. Please repeat. O lotus-eyed Lord, whenever you go away to Mathura, Vrindavan or Hastinapur to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like a million years. O infallible one, at that time our eyes become useless. As if bereft of sun. Purport, we are all proud of our material senses for making experiments to determine the existence of God. But we forget that our senses are not absolute by themselves. They are only act under certain conditions. For example, our eyes, as long as sunshine is there, our eyes are useful to certain extent. But in the absence of sunshine, the eyes are useless. Lord Sri Krishna, being a primal Lord, the Supreme Truth, is compared to the sun. Without Him, all our knowledge is either false or partial. The opposite of the sun is the darkness. And similarly, the opposite of Krishna is Maya or illusion. The devotees of the Lord can see everything in true perspective due to the light disseminated by Lord Krishna. By the grace of the Lord, the pure devotee cannot be in the darkness of ignorance. Therefore, it is necessary that we must always be in the sight of Lord Krishna so that we can see both ourselves and Lord with its different energies. As we cannot see anything in the absence of the sun, so also we cannot see anything, including our own self, without the factual presence of the Lord. Without Him, all our knowledge is covered by illusion.
Om Jnanatimirandasya Jnananjana Shalakaya Chakshur Militamena Tasmay Sri Guruve Namaha Sri Chaitanya Manobhistam Stapitam Yena Bhutale Swayam Rupa Kadamayam Dadati Swapadantikam Vandeham Sri Guru Sri Yuta Pada Kamalam Sri Guru Vaishnavamcha Sri Rupam Sagrajata Sahagana Raghunathanvitam Sajivam Sadvaitam Savadutam Parijana Saitam Krishna Chaitanya Devam Sri Radha Krishna Pada Sahagana Lalita Sri Vishakhanvitamsha He Krishna Karuna Sindhu Dinabandhu Jagatpate Gopesha Gopika Kanta Radha Kanta Namastute Tapta Kanchana Gaurangi Radhe Vrindavaneshwari Vrishabhanu Sute Devi Pranamami Hari Priye Vancha Kalpataru Vyascha Kripa Sindhu Yevacha Patitanam Pavanebhyo Vaishnavebhyo Namo Namaha Jai Sri Krishna Chaitanya Prabhu Nityananda Sri Advaita Gadadara Shivasadi Gaura Bhakta Vrinda Hare Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare 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 Krishna 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 Hare 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 Rama Hare Rama 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 Hare Hare
Hare Krishna, first of all, I seek the blessing from all of you, and this subject is the Lord Krishna enters into Dwarka. Wonderful subject. So, here the Dwarka Vasis, they say that when you leave for Mathura, Vrindavan, Hastinapur, to meet your friends and relatives, every moment of your absence seems like millions of years. Wonderful subject, they are feeling the separation, very wonderfully given. O infallible one, and the time our eyes become useless, as if bereft of sun, we are in total darkness. So, the presence of Lord, how they feel the happiness, that we can understand in that. How much they are feeling in the Lord's absence. So now, actually, Krishna, after completing most of his job, whatever the job needed, and it was Kurukshetra war was over, and he has coronated Yudhishthir Maharaj. But Yudhishthir Maharaj was very unhappy because all these sinful activities, all these calamities, all these people, so many have died. I'm the cause for it. So he was feeling so bad. So Krishna, Lord Krishna, used to convince him. Then what he does, because Bhishma Pitama was there in arrows of bed at Kurukshetra only, because he was waiting for the right time, waiting for Uttarayana. So what Krishna does? Let all Pandavas you get ready. You should be in Rajavesh. You should full uniform you have to put as kings. They put that. So Krishna takes all of them to Bhishma Pitama. So by seeing them, Bhishma Pitama was so happy. He was suffering from his lots of pain, but seeing Pandavas, Bhishma Pitama was very happy, very, very happy. He was saying, I was waiting for this thing to see you in this shape, in this dress, in this position. But I don't know, you all suffered very much. I'm very sorry. But I could understand now what is the real problem. He says, and I could understand. You know what he understood? He says, this is due to the inevitable time. And inevitable time is controlled by Krishna. This is the will of the Lord. He was saying that very nicely. It is controlled by Krishna. Even the most pious persons, as per his karma, he has to suffer. Vaishnava expects problems. Vaishnavas knows this, as Bhagavad Gita it is said, this dukkalayam and asashvatam. Vaishnavas know this is the problem. There will be misery at every moment here. But Vaishnava is taking shelter of Krishna every moment. So taking shelter of Krishna in a mood of, even it is told by Bhishma Pitama, it is, the gopis are so much loud. Every time they are taking the mood of gopis, even Bhishma was reminding that taking gopis, love was highest in the mood of gopis. It is the highest ecstasy. When you take the shelter of Krishna in the mood of gopis, this is quite ecstasy. Ananda. Ananda and Paramananda. Very much. And by that, for that, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave that, how to associate with Krishna properly. That is Mahamantra. Chanting the holy name. We'll get the same Ananda and Paramananda. It is suffering unavoidable. Anyway, everyone. Unavoidable death. Unavoidable suffering. It is there. It is always there. We express this with grateful heart. We have to expect this in grateful heart. We have to welcome this. Because it will be there. Only by praying Krishna, it can be done. By chanting the holy name, Krishna is equal to everyone. That is number one. He is equal to everyone. Even he is a protector of everyone. He is a well-wisher of everyone. And he is a friend of everyone. That's why in Kurukshetra war, whoever have lost their life, they all got liberated because they could have darshan of Krishna. This is so, so wonderful, Krishna's position. Especially in this Bhagavatam, this part, even Bhishma Pitam and Lord Krishna's, their loving service is very spiritual exchange. It is wonderful. It is. Even remaining in the opposite party, Bhishma showed his love for Krishna. That was wonderful. Even the arrows which used to come from Bhishma, those Krishna used to feel that it is like a lotus petal. That was the thing. So much loving exchange. So Bhishma praises, especially gopis. He is praising Krishna because he could see that Krishna's loving face. He wanted to have darshan. That's why Krishna came to this bed of this Kurukshetra, just to give the darshan. And not only that, Yudhishthira could get the principle of dharma from Bhishma. He could get the advice. And after that, seeing Krishna, the Bhishma, he leaves the body. It is said that even same way, our Namacharya Haridas Thakur also left that. By seeing Chaitanya Mahaprabhu, he left the body. So, this is a wonderful pastime. Now, also before that, there was a Rajasuya Yajna that was prepared for the pleasure of Krishna. And actually, Krishna wanted to give this, it should be prepared for the pleasure of Yudhishthira. But Yudhishthira wanted it should be prepared, performed for the pleasure of Krishna. This is that, you know, loving exchange. That's the same way Brahma declares that Ishvara Paramakrishna Sachidananda Vigraha Anadiradir Govinda Sarva Karana Karana. He is the origin. Krishna is the origin. One who knows that, they will take full shelter of Krishna. That's why Krishna says in Bhagavad Gita, Aham Bija Pradapita. He is loving each and everyone. Everyone is he is the seed giving father of every living entity. Everything. So these are the transcendental pastimes. And here, even particular time, Krishna shows feeling, you know. When Hastinapur, when he was leaving, he was saying, no, let me be with them. Even Queen Kunti asked to stay. Even Yudhishthira Maharaj wanted Krishna should be there. So, he was tolerating and lovingly he was staying. And even Hastinapur devotees, they were also feeling separation. It is like many yugas if they don't see Krishna. And gopis, especially gopis are blaming Brahma that you know. You are created very defectively. Because you gave the eyelash, you have to close that eyelash just to see Krishna blinking. This is also a defective creation. Because that time also we could not tolerate. We wanted to see Krishna. It will be like many yugas. Once we blink and open it. See the conscious of gopis, you can see. And even citizens of Dwaraka, they were very happily waiting for Krishna. And when their arrival, and citizens are very wonderfully celebrating Krishna's arrival, glorifying Krishna. And they say, we are, even when you are leaving from here, after that, even those moments is like millions of years. No, this is not any, you know, speculating thing. They feel it normally, how important it is. So, that's why Prabhupada gives in his this purport, we are all proud of our material senses for making experiments to determination of existence of God. Our material senses we try to do so many experiments. But we forget our senses are not absolute by themselves. They can only act under the certain condition. Condition is that suppose you got your eye, but there is no light, there is no sunlight, you can't see anything. So we are all dependent on the our senses. As long as sunshine is there, our eyes are useful for certain extent. But in the absence of sunshine, eyes are useless. This is very difficult to understand. You know, when we go through all this scriptural evidence, then only we understand it. There's no use at all, after all. And especially, I'll tell you how much important the darshan is. The Lord Sri Krishna is the primal Lord, the supreme truth of compared to the sun. Without him, all our knowledge is either false or partial. If Krishna is not there, whoever he may be, big scholars, scientists, great knowledgeable people, if Krishna is not there in center, it is mostly it is false and also little partial, little part of it. The opposite of sun is darkness. Similarly, opposite of Krishna is Maya or illusion. Devotees of Lord can see everything in their perspective due to light disseminated by Sri Krishna. Only by light is disseminated by Sri Krishna, then only they can see. Otherwise not. That also pure devotee. But one more thing is that by the grace of Lord, the pure devotees can't be in the darkness of ignorance. Once they take the shelter of Krishna, pure devotees, they will never be, can't be in the darkness of ignorance. Their ignorance will be vanished. Now, it is necessary that we must always in the sight of the Lord Krishna. This is what very, very necessary, even as per this sloka also. So that we can see both ourselves and Lord within His different energies. Lord as well as ourselves. We can see this way. Especially, you know, I wanted to give one example that that was in Jagannath Puri, Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. At the time of Netrosa, other days he just stands near the Garudastam. But Netrosa time he goes very closer and he takes darshan of Krishna, Jagannath. There's only morning to up to the evening, night, he takes the darshan. That way you can understand how deeply Lord just absorbed the thing. How deeply he absorbed the thing. This is the method Lord is teaching us. What is the method you have to adopt? Same way, without the factual presence of the Lord, all our knowledge covered by illusion. If all our knowledge is covered by illusion. If presence is not there, that's why in Shikshastakam also it is given. Yuga yuga nimishena chakshusha pravishayitam shunyayitam jagat sarvam govinda virahenam. That we are here daily reading us. You know what is that? Oh Govinda, feeling your separation, I am considering a moment to be 12 years or more. Tears are flowing from my eyes like torrents of rain. I am fully of vacant, feeling of vacant in the world of your absence. This is the conscious action. One moment means more than 12 years. So exactly the thing, you know, we have to go very deep on this. Even seeing, absorption, you have to be very deep. People of Dwarka, Dwarkavasi says, we have felt millions of years absence. So same way here, the Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu says, 12 years, a moment means, we have to feel that. And, you know, I wanted to give you an example, especially in Tirupati, the Abhishekam was there. Some darshan is there, Abhishek. It's around one and a half hour you can sit. That is only a service, seva, you can sit in front of the Lord in Abhishekam. It's very difficult to get now. It's about 30, 40 years. Once you book it, it's very difficult to get. So in Abhishekam, you all will sit, you know, inside. Early morning, about 3 o'clock. So, AC is on, everybody has to sit. The people who are some delegates, some ministry level, they get passed in the front and others will sit behind. People like us taking chanting mala and sitting and chanting. But to see the darshan of Venkateshwara, the people are just, you know, lifting their neck earlier initially. Behind people it is difficult to get. You know, after some time, automatically, you know, they are all starting dozing. And everybody is dozing. So that a person who is aware of it, chanting, we can get a good darshan. So, what I wanted to say, it requires the highest Shuddha Tattva. Mode of goodness. Otherwise, you can't stay more time in front of the Lord. Bas, enough. So this is one example I wanted to give you. Second thing is that especially Jagannath. Jagannath temple, now they don't allow us to touch the deities. But earlier, our mercy of our Ramkumar Panda used to allow, you know, sit here. You can do some massage and sit on the chariot. But, you know, after 1 hour, half an hour, 2 hours, you get bored. Bas, enough. We will leave. Because we are not on that Shuddha Tattva. It will be a burden for us to stay there. Because the purity is not there. We have to have that such a wonderful Shuddha Tattva. Then you can tolerate that. This is only our life, you know. This is that. Huh? And one more thing is that the best darshan, I normally used to speak this. What is the best darshan actually? After seeing the Lord, the Prabhupada says best darshan is there should not be any material desire. No material desire. If your material desire increases, your darshan is not that up to the mark. Best darshan. It's a most, and especially here, even in this, it is said we have to keep Krishna in center all the time because our senses, this is the stroka, sarvopadi vinirmuktam tatparatvena nirmalam. Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam Bhakti Ruchir. You have to remove all your upadis. I'm so and so, I'm a big manager, I'm a big scholar, I'm a big dog, big, great devotee, all those things. This doesn't work there. So, sarva upadi vinirmuktam. You have to clear up everything. And Rishikena Rishikesha Sevanam. Rishike means senses. And Rishikesha is the master of the senses. These are all senses to be used to service of master of senses. Then everything is perfect. No, otherwise, no. It is very clearly given. So, the thing is that the dharma, you have to say the dharma. Dharma means you have to be obedient to the instruction of the Lord. Dharmam tu sakshat bhagavat pranitam. And this should be very deeper, much deeper. You have to go more and more, much deeper. That will be the thing we can find out. Actually, the principle which is given, it is all over that Vaishnava principle. See, actually last time we had visited when I had gone to Udipi, to Sode actually. That is the Sode Mat. So, there I could understand the three principles they were following actually, sannyasis. The same principle, Brahma Madhva Gaudiya Sampradaya. One thing, especially this Vishvesha Tirtha Swamiji, he is no more now. He was so pure, so perfect. I used to see him when my school life, college life, afterwards also recently. So, the three things he was following as a sannyasi. Number one, waking up at Brahma Murta. His instruction is given by his spiritual master, Brahma Murta, every day. And he does this sadhana, japa, tapa, everything in Brahma Murta. Number two, he sees everyone who meets him in karuna drishti. How we say, very compassionate, karuna. This he maintained even up to the last. The third thing is, whatever the deities have been given to him by Lord Madhvacharya, Sripad Madhvacharya, he used to keep it in front of him. Even at sleeping time also, he is aware of that. Lord is there. That presence to just to prove that the presence, to understand that presence, he used to do even up to the last. Lord is there and you will sleep on the same place. This is what I said for you, just to understand the presence of the Lord, that by presence of the Lord, you will be always with deeply absorbed. Presence of the Lord is needed. Presence of the Lord, presence of devotees. Devotees association. That will do lots of effect. Now, actually, I wanted to take one of the kirtanam. You must have heard it. What is the real glory of the of our components, our body's parts? You know, what is it was given by Purandaradasa type of dasas they have given. That I want to say, the glory is called in Kannada Bhushana. Bhushana. It's nicely alankar karte vesa. So what is the right Bhushanam? So you also, it is easy, you can hear it. I wanted to say that. Bhushana ke Bhushana, idu Bhushana. Bhushana ke Bhushana, idu Bhushana. Seshagiri Vasa, Srivara Venkatesha. Bhushana ke Bhushana, idu Bhushana. Naligege Bhushana, Narayanana Nama. Now you, I'll tell you. Naligege Bhushana. For the tongue, what is the glory? Narayanana Nama. Naligege Bhushana, Narayanana Nama. Kalige Bhushana, Hariyatrayu. Kali, you know, na? For the legs, what is the Bhushana? What is the glory? Hariyatra. Going for the Hariyatra. Alayake Bhushana, Tulasi Vrindavana. Alayake Bhushana, Tulasi Vrindavana. I think you can understand. Alayam is temple. For that, Bhushana glory is Tulasi. Vishala Karna ke Bhushana, Krishna Kateyu. Vishala Karna. Karna means your ear. For that, Bhushana is Krishna Kata, Vishnu Kata, Bhushana. Bhushana ke Bhushana, idu Bhushana. Ranganu kaanudu kangalige Bhushana. Ranga, Krishna ko, to see Krishna, kangal. For the eyes, it is a Bhushana. Bhushana for the eyes. Seeing Krishna. That's why all they were waiting, because that is Bhushana, that is their glory. When you miss it, it will be many, many millions of years. Ranganana noduvudu kangalige Bhushana, Mangalangage maniva shirabhushana. Mangalanga. So Lord, we are going and giving dandavat, this shira, mastak should touch the floor. This is Bhushana for the shira. Shringara tulasi mani koralige Bhushana. Shringara tulasi mani, that is Bhushana for your neck. What we are wearing it. That is Bhushana. That is the glory. And then, Rangavitala ninna namave Bhushana. Rangavitala, your name itself is Bhushana. That is glory. So Harinama, that is glory for everything. So that's why I wanted to give today, what is Bhushana? What is glory? So our glory is chanting the holy name. Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu gave us Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Actually, by that, you can see the Lord. You can see the Lord. Even all your, you know, breathing, you can feel. Usuru, usuru ye kusumanab hai sir. Swas, ochwas mein aana chahiye kusumanab ka naam. So the practice of chanting, it will come, automatically it will come. Then you can see Lord very deeply. Krishna consciousness is very deep. So here, when we read about the Dwarka Vasis, they are feeling like many millions of years. So that depth comes by their Shuddha Sattva, pure devotional service. If you entangled with lot of material thing, this particular consciousness is very difficult to come. So Krishna conscious is pure. Krishna conscious principle is so pure, and we have to take it very, very seriously, and then we can attain that. So whatever Srila Prabhupada has given, absorption especially. He used to do it, he used to struggle, and he used to make so many books. And Srimad Bhagavatam, Bhagavad Gita, also Chaitanya Charitamritam, so many other books. So absorption of Prabhupada was wonderful. Even earlier I gave the example. Prabhupada was so much showing his absorption, how to give this literature for all of us. And most of the important thing Prabhupada used to say, sense gratification means you will be in miserable condition. This was Prabhupada totally emphasized, uplifted. In any of the other cult, if you go, there's a sense gratification, yes, good, enjoy. But Prabhupada said, no, you will be in miserable condition. You have not come for sense gratification, you have come for self-realization. Do that, don't miss this. So Prabhupada used to emphasize that. One more thing is, Prabhupada used to write that even in the night, old age, it was one, especially this Jagat Purush, he used to say, wrote one of the plays, that he used to see what Prabhupada is doing it. You know, night, his room light is open, it was in Juhu. So he went and started watching Prabhupada, what he's doing. Prabhupada, about 11 o'clock, the thing started, light. Prabhupada started with dictaphone translating. 11, 12, this person is waiting. And Prabhupada is just going on. And 1 o'clock, 2 o'clock, this person is on sleepy mood. But still he waited, let Prabhupada what he is doing. Prabhupada was there up to 4 o'clock, 4:30. And 5 o'clock he completed. He put his shawl and walking stick and started walking. And after walking he came back and entered this temple and took the Bhagavatam class. I'm telling you, see the absorption for gaining anything. When we see this, then we understand what standard we have to be serious in spiritual life, Krishna conscious. So we have the example. By these examples we can understand that. So, of course, you all know about it. But the thing is that knowing and practically doing has got lots of difference. So we'll try to pray with the Radha Gopinath and all the Vaishnavas that we should follow it deeply. Ananta way, there's unlimited way. If you do it, Krishna will give us wonderful energy. And same Lord will make us, as I told you, He is equal to everyone. He is protector of everyone. He is a well-wisher of everyone. And he is friend of everyone. So this is the way you can deeply take it. So Krishna conscious, for every problem, there is one Divya Aushadhi. Always we have to remember, chanting the holy name, it will solve all the problem. And it will make us comfortable in our devotional service. And full mercy we can carry with us. Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Hare. Thank you very much. Hare Krishna.
Hare Krishna, 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 Hare Hare, Hare Rama, Hare Rama, Rama Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna.